Katie MacDonald normally is with us on a Sunday morning. Katie, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Cape Talk again.
Thank you, Zane. Thank you. Yeah, connectivity, that's all I can say. It's good to hear your voice.
It's connectivity, you know, the more we advance with technology, the more I feel we take one step backwards. But it's great to have you on board again, Katie. And they placed a two-week curfew that has been imposed on youth in Alice Springs. What is the reason for that?
Yeah, look, it's quite sad. So Alice Springs, for those that are not aware, it's a city in the desert. For some of us, we were first introduced to it through a novel that was pretty well known, A Town Like Alice, but that's sort of beside the by because it kind of romanticized Alice Springs, which currently is not so romantic. What's actually happened is that they've had quite some time, a few months, of violent crime, robberies. It's all been escalating. And then on Tuesday, they had a riot, a violent riot. So there are about 80 young people who were sort of roaming through the town. And what happened was it had actually followed a gathering. There was a very sad death of an 18-year-old man. He was killed in a car crash, in a stolen car. And they gathered in the town to mark his death. There was a ceremony that they were all involved in. And it turned violent. So it was kind of a case of these youngsters, you know, seeing people that they perceive to be not of their group in opposition to them or their enemies. And it just turned into a huge riot. And what they did was they attacked this tavern. They broke the windows. The mayor said he's never seen anything like that in all the time that he's lived there. Said it was carnage. People were barricaded in this particular tavern. They were, as you can imagine, incredibly scared. And so what they've done is they've introduced a curfew. They're also bringing in 60 more police officers to enforce it. And if any of these youngsters break the curfew, they're going to return them to their homes or to a place that is designated as safe by the police. But it's quite a contentious issue, as you could well imagine, Zane, because, it's like, what's the reasoning behind this? What's contributing to it? And
I always,
is a curfew going to help?
I always feel, Katie, that when it comes to the youth, and when it comes to situations, we quickly run to law enforcement. Out here, we got the public order policing people. They go into law enforcement when the problem is actually more a social justice and a social reform problem. When you look at it, clearly these youngsters have something on their minds, and clearly these youngsters need to be guided by us as adults.
Yeah, absolutely. Community leaders that have been speaking out and saying, look, they are they feel disempowered, disheartened. You know, a lot of them are intelligent young people, but they're feeling without hope. And, you know, you can get yourself into trouble.
Yeah, but that's the difficult part of it, Katie, is that the community leaders speak out. The community leaders don't speak to the young people.
And so, look, Zane, it's an issue that is, I think, would be well understood in South Africa too, because, you know, you have this intergenerational trauma and, you know, that continues and that affects mental health of a lot of these young people. So it's quite a thing. But curfew. Serious move, Zane.
Let's hope it gets better for those young people out there in Alice Springs. Moving on to Matters Wine, which seems to be a little bit more chirpy. China scraps the tariffs on wine introduced during COVID. Is it from China side or is it Australian wine going to China? Where exactly is this wine coming from? Because definitely it's kind of thawing relations between China and Australia.
Well, it's Australian wine. And what's happened is we've kind of had, icy relations with China since COVID. And that's, you know, as a result of all sorts of accusations and things when the virus came into being, and other such things. But essentially what China did, they imposed taxes of more than 200% on various Australian goods, wine amongst them, and that was in 2020. So it was coal and barley and timber, lobsters, that's another big export market from Australia to China. Anyway, it hit and hurt the wine industry terribly. I think that's another issue that the South Africans can kind of, you know, feel, or you could potentially feel the pain because, you know, we are wine exporting countries. And China was a huge, huge market for the wine. So they lost, they estimate over 2 billion Australian dollars in the year after these tariffs were introduced. Anyway, since 2022, new government, they've been really working on foreign relations with China, and it's working. Slowly, it's working. And they just this week removed the wine tariffs. They announced it on Thursday. They lifted them on Friday. Well, they're still small tariffs, but not to that extent. And, yeah, we're essentially, I mean, the Australians are just hoping that that's going to follow on to the other markets that they've, yeah, imposed these large tariffs on. It's not great economically for Australia. And I would imagine that if I was sitting in China, I'd be wanting some good wine as well.
Mm. Definitely cheers to that one. And hopefully those relations get to a point where, you know, the farmers, the wine farmers are the people who suffer eventually. And, you know, when the economy suffers, it's the people that normally suffer under that. So, Katie, many people obviously think, when you think New Zealand, Australia, it's kind of intertwined with sheep. You know, some people always say that, you know, it's sheep country. And while we have only a kind of a certain area in the Karoo where we've got sheep and stuff like that, you people have a lot more. And people assume that sheep are not that intelligent. You know, if they, you know, they, there's always a saying that says people will follow like sheep. But apparently that's not true.
Absolutely. So, yes, well stated, Zane. Australia and New Zealand get their fair share of teasing, I don't know what one would call it, when it comes to sheep. And then, yeah, people look at these sheep, you know, it's a metaphor for those that kind of follow without questioning. Well, apparently sheep are not as docile or as mindless or as mundane as we would think. It turns out that they're actually quite clever, and I was amazed by this. So sheep can recognize and remember dozens of sheep faces. Now, I don't know about you or I, Zane. I mean, we're theoretically at the top of the evolutionary pile, and I could not distinguish between one sheep from another, but they can. And they can also recognize human faces and apparently prefer them when they're smiling. Okay? So that's one of the things. One thing that I found was really interesting in that. Okay, so the behavior also is, it's purposeful. You know, they huddle in a paddock for certain reasons, but this I thought was great. So they say that they can solve problems, and apparently they can solve complex mazes and remember the solution weeks or even months later. Now, this little story was told, and this, I think, I mean, just try to picture it, Zane. It was in an English village in 2004, and the locals, the residents of the village, were confused because the flowers in the flower beds were being eaten, and they didn't know who it was or who was doing it. Now, there were sheep in the paddocks or in the moors around the village, but they had those, you know, the sheep grids and the cow grids, so which were too wide for sheep to leap over. Anyway, a group of residents decided to stay up overnight and watch to see if they could catch the culprits, the flower-eating culprits. I can't believe this. Apparently, the sheep had learned how to do commando roles over the sheep grids. Picture that. So they would lie on their side, roll across, and that's how they got in there. I mean, yeah, it,
kind of like sheep with army training or something like that, isn't it?
Yes.
So the
yes,
next,
commando sheep.
So the next time you're having a leg of lamb, or the next time you are having some chops and some, you know, little rib chops of the sheep, just don't forget that they actually are intelligent and they do have a brain.